Have we got a cold open for this week?
Yeah, we have, buddy. I don't know how many times I've got to point this out.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Yeah, no swear jar this week. It's too important an episode.
Okay. Let's go. All right. Well, in that case, let me quote a very dear friend of ours from our Discord. F*** that f***ing swear jar right in its jarry, c***y face.
Yeah, I might still bleep that.
I'd bleep it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Every Movie Ever podcast. My name is Ben Groves.
My name is Rob McFarlane. Welcome to the show, a movie podcast slash mental health check-in for two broken-brained best friends who this week are not talking around their problems, they're talking about their problems.
Yeah.
Because we have to, but before we get all down in the filth, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right, man. I'm doing all right. Yeah. I got some good news today. I'm getting over my illness, and my voice is all weird. Apologies for that one.
Voice break.
I'm sorry. I had some good news today. I can't get into it just yet. I will do over the next couple of weeks. I just need to iron out some deets before I can talk.
Let's be fair. There have been times where you've had good news, you've announced it on the podcast, and 3 weeks later, none of it's true anymore.
Yeah, to be fair.
So let's not jinx it, eh?
Give me a buffer. give me a week buffer on this one, right?
Yeah. Let's get the ink dry on all these good things before we... Let's not count hens before they've hatched.
How are you, man?
I was doing good. We hung out for the love of horror in Manchester.
Oh, God, we did.
And somehow, I don't know how, but I've become incredibly ill.
I'm sorry.
Coughing and sneezing and sweating. I there's no need for you to apologize, mate. I don't know where I got this from.
Uh-huh.
It's a mystery to me.
It's not, though, is it? Because I was very ill this weekend, and all of us sharing a house.
I didn't notice. I heard at least a third of every film we watched.
Dude, I feel so bad. Everyone else is so ill as well. Like, literally everyone. One by one, they've all been getting in touch, being like, oh, I have spicy eyes and a terrible throat. Wonder what happened, Ben.
You are the monkey from Contact this week. That is true.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what this episode is for everybody?
Okay. So, for new listeners, this is going to be nonsense because we are a movie podcast and there is no movie here. We hope we made that clear in the title.
Yeah.
But we needed to take some time to clear the air, do some housekeeping, air some dirty laundry, and just...
Mm-hmm.
We needed to stick to the ethos of the show about being open, vulnerable, and honest about where we're at and what we're doing. And do you know what I mean? First and foremost, it's a mental health check-in for me and you.
Yeah.
I know that we got to a point where we weren't great and we, you know, this is where we can discuss what's going on with it.
Yeah. It's family therapy for the little EME family therapy. Now
it is.
I guess there's no easy way to say this. On Wednesday, the 5th of October, Ben was arrested for child endangerment.
They told me that they were fine with homemade paraglides. It wasn't my fault that I'm a terrible engineer. You know what I mean?
No. It's nothing that serious. It's some internal housekeeping about why the show stopped being the positive force it always was and became
a bit of a demon.
Bit of a Babadook, you know?
Bit of a Babadook. That's a great way to put it.
Right.
It's a bit of a... It was a bit of a Babadook. Yeah.
We'll get into it. So regular listeners, and this is all this show is for. If you're not a regular listener, there is nothing for you here.
I'm sorry. If you get something from it, that's awesome, but also completely understand.
Stick around, but also we're not. This isn't for you.
Yeah, we totally get it.
You're welcome, but fuck off.
What a way to welcome a new listener. Ben got arrested. Fuck you.
I wonder if this is going to be like the swear jar's been taken away, and this is just the thick white crayon that we're pushing out after... You know, 5 years in the pen.
Could be. This is it, man. You know what I mean?
This is just the Hoover Dam finally bursting. No, some of you may have recently noticed that the show has got a little bit less how are you and a little bit more movie.
Yes.
And been a little bit less about what we're going through and more about the film for new listeners. And that's kind of because what makes a good show for a new listener makes for a terrible mental health check-in.
It does.
And what makes for a really good mental health check-in makes for a really self-indulgent, confusing and boring show for a new listener who's like, I like Joker. Oh, wicked. oh, I can't wait to see what these two think about Joker. And then it's just us two screaming like foxes that have been trapped in a bin.
I love it. At this point of the show, right, all we've done is we've got new listeners. This might not be for you. We love you. Stick around. Thank you anyway. It's like I've held a door open for them. And as if someone has walked in, you've just slapped them in the face with horrible interpretations of what a new listener is.
Yeah.
Telling them to fuck off.
Yeah.
You're just open palm slapping anyone that walks through the door.
Because this isn't about them this week, Ben. It's about the people that are here every week. This is for them and this is for us.
I got you. That's the point.
Because we don't do that in the regular show quite as much anymore.
We don't.
What grows the show is social media clips and popular films and a light entertainment tone.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what grows the show is we put a lot of research and a lot of time and a lot of creativity and a huge amount of work into the 1 hour show.
Ridiculous amount of work.
Right. Then we've also, in order to get sunlight on that show, we've got to post to social media.
Every day.
I would prefer, at least I would prefer twice a day, like with like a little meme or a post.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a visual thing, like a camera thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, it is. With an audio show and the research and that I have to watch a film three times.
You do all that and you think, oh, hang about. I spent the first 6 minutes of that talking about how vulnerable and sad I was.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe all that work I put into making the social media clips, people are clicking on it, hearing those first 6 minutes and going, bye. Because I'm here to learn about Joker. I'm not here to learn about your crippling anxiety.
Of course. Yeah.
And every week it doesn't do better than the last. I'm always like, is it because we didn't post enough? Is it because we were too honest and vulnerable? Is it because we picked an unpopular movie? Like, it's become this, I want the show to grow because at a certain point, I enjoy doing the show. I would love this to be something that we can spend more time doing.
Can you imagine waking up and this is what we do?
Right. And there is no, I'll get into why I do need the show to grow, but like, there is a demonic aspect of, I've had addictions before and I've had things where I defer my current happiness in the promise of future happiness.
Yes.
And I look at what the show can sometimes be now and I go, I've had an awful week of just stress and not doing any self-care and not going to the gym because I'm going to make another bunch of socials and I'm going to do another edit and we're going to do more research and I'll be happy once it's out and I'll be happy once the numbers do good. And then it comes out and the numbers do great. They do pretty much the same as they always do. And I go, I failed.
Yeah, because we're already knee deep in the next episode, literally being sort of like, wow, okay, we need to do that again, but now better. How? More work.
Yeah.
More time.
Maybe
if I watch the film again, but with the director's commentary on, okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, but what about if I watch the extended edition? What about if I watch the deleted scenes and a 40-minute documentary on YouTube? Do you know what I mean?
For a new listener as well, like your opinion has to be backed up by fact, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
I thought it was this.
Because it's just a conversation.
That's just a conversation.
It's a phone call. We could have done that on a phone call.
Right. So if you think something about a movie, you've got to go, but is that what they meant? And if it's not what they meant, why am I getting that? So let me source that.
Yes. 100%.
Otherwise, it's just two straight enough white blokes being like, I think this movie's rubbish. I think it's great. Join us next week.
It's a phone call. It could literally just, you may as well have just phoned me and gone, well, that film was shit. And I'm like, yeah, but it's pretty fun though.
Yeah.
No, I get exactly what you're saying, man. I've had similar experience for different reasons.
Tell me. I mean, I know, but tell them. Using me as a proxy. That's what this is.
Yeah, otherwise, it's a phone call.
Yes.
So the show is obviously like a mental health. It started out with me and you saying we're going to give an hour a week to make sure that we're focusing on something that we're both working towards. It's the same goal. It's a shared goal.
It's a healthy creative
outlet that we both get to focus on,
structured,
and it's a guaranteed check-in to make sure we're keeping each other on the straight and narrow. Right,
keeps our idle hands busy.
Exactly.
Gives us something to do with our time off that isn't sitting around staring at the phone numbers that we've all still got on our phone just in case one day
just in case it's a Tuesday morning and someone fancies a bump, you know what I mean?
Shut up.
God, Tuesday morning cocaine is the one that I miss the most. That's the that's the creme de la creme.
Right. There's nothing to do today, so I'll just get absolutely jazzed.
That's it.
And build a shelf.
Yeah, that's it. Railed by 11 a.m. doing DIY is amazing.
Yeah. Doing all the things. Laundry chair, fucking gone, mate.
Gone, mate. 4 minutes, that's gone. Disappeared.
I've reorganized how I store my laundry.
Yeah.
Into alphabetical, realized it's wrong, and then gone by color. Nailed it.
Now that we're, you know, just reminiscing, I am going to start stroking my 3-year sobriety coin that you got me. So thank you for that, buddy.
You're welcome.
Got this one here. There you go. Give this a little stroke. There we go. So the show started out as like a way for us to stay on the straight and narrow, keep each other in check, mental health check-in. Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
How has this week been? We've both focused on this. What did you get from it?
Yeah.
And it was incredible. Like, it was genuinely incredible. It did the world of good, because obviously I was very newly sober, still very wobbly, still struggling. I'm still wobbly now and I still struggle on like a daily basis. It's just, it's way more manageable now because of you and this and the listeners and the Discord community and focusing on socials and all of this lovely stuff that comes out of it. The moment that the show became a different entity for me was obviously me and my hetero life buddy.
Yeah.
We are continuing to make positive impacts on our lives. That was a great thing.
Lovely.
And we were doing things that were taking steps in the right direction, healthy things. We were healing. Yeah. We were processing. We were talking out loud. We were thinking out loud. We were doing the stuff that the therapists tell you to do with yourself, but I'm sometimes unable to do with myself, and we were doing it for each other. It was gorgeous. Yeah. And then when it became apparent that it was helping a few more people, you know, we had sort of like, you know, a couple handfuls of people reach out and be sort of like, hey, this has really helped me through something. And that was a lovely thing. I was like, oh my God, like our tiny little show, which is essentially just me and you figuring stuff out, is like doing something for other people. And that was amazing. It was literally fucking amazing, but it was unexpected.
Yeah.
And then when, say, fast forward, you know, a year, and now there's been about sort of 20 to 40 people reach out going, this is doing stuff for me. This is great. You know, keep up the good work, keep up the good work. And it was again, incredible. And then you fast forward to not too long ago and we're, you know what I mean? Like, there's been what, between 120 and 150 people reach out via email, socials, Discord, everything, all this stuff coming out. And it is the weirdest feeling in the world to know that you crying over a film from the 80s has done something for someone else and it's not just cleared you out is mental. It's incredible. Great feeling.
It's a responsibility and that's, one that we take very, very seriously. That's what
it
is.
And it hit me hard because I've got this thing where my entire self-worth is tied into what I can bring to the table.
Yeah.
And as our table has gotten bigger and more people have joined at the table, and literally our table is always open. Feel free to jump in. It's you know what I mean? It's your table as much as it is ours. The more people that join, the more responsibility I felt that the episode had to be amazing every single time. And if there was ever a moment where we hit record, we record for an hour or an hour 20, an hour and a half, whatever we do, and then we stop recording, the second that we stop recording, it got harder to be proud of what I just did because I felt like I was letting more and more and more people down. I was letting you down. I didn't really give a fuck about myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, screw that guy. I know that guy really well.
It's the audience and the other host, right? It's that sense of like an hour of an audience member's time.
Oh, God.
It's the same for them, whether the show's good or bad.
No, I'm getting a little twitchy about it now. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly what it is. And it is anxiety inducing to know that I might be letting down the 150 or however many people have reached out. I might have let everyone down. And I don't think I can live with myself if I do. I don't think that as a mentally ill man, I can live with the thought of letting down just a horde of people that are like, keep up the good work. And I'm like, it's like me taking the gratitude and all of the lovely and just throwing it back in your face and going, nah.
So I'm gonna
absolutely
ruin you now, Ben.
Don't do this. If you've had someone reach out to you and be like, Ben's an absolute dick, has ruined my week, I will honestly
it's worse than that. This might have you in actual tears because it made me cry, and as close to crying as I get. We've been allowed to read this out. P.S. you may discuss this on the show if you like, but again, it's gonna stay anonymous. Dear Ben and Rob, I just listened to your Joker episode and I thought I'd accept the invitation and write you a message. I came to your podcast back when you were talking about Kevin Smith's movies.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That was a while ago.
Like two years.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I enjoy the podcast is the same reason I enjoy I love watching Clerks or Mallrats. I feel like I'm hanging out with my friends.
Oh.
My best friend from childhood, Brad, who was always the guy I could talk and riff and joke and match wits with about anything, especially TV and movies. A few years ago, he died at age 33 from alcoholism.
Fuck.
But listening to the podcast, it recalls some of those same feelings of what it was like to hang out and laugh with my friend.
Ooh.
Personally, I've had a difficult past year or so. At one point, I was seeing three different therapists to get a handle on my anxiety and OCD. But it's paid off. I feel like I'm living my life more, not just watching it from within myself in some dark corner.
Good, man.
I even feel grateful for the pain and the struggle because I've grown from it. As Captain Kirk once said, I need my pain.
Oh.
Anyway, your podcast means a lot to me, and you do really good work that I hope you both feel proud of.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That, dude. First off, I'm so sorry to hear about your buddy. That's genuinely heartbreaking. And this is exactly what I was talking about. You know what I mean?
Hey, Ben, do you remember that episode? We wasn't quite that good. Do you remember that episode that wasn't quite that good the other week?
Yeah.
Imagine how let down that guy was.
Dude, this is what
tuned
I mean.
Tuned in to feel like he was hanging out with his friend, Ben, and you fucked it.
It's the sweetest thing on the planet. It's the sweetest thing on the planet. And I honestly, talking to Anonymous directly, I'm so happy that you've got to a place where you're grateful for the pain and you have it as like a reference point for how far you've come now. And you should forever be proud of that.
And then it'd be said now
that
you don't deserve it. Like, well done for getting like to a place of comfortable with it, but like it's not pain you deserved. You know what I mean?
I thought you meant the other. I thought you would be fucking evil then, man.
No, mate.
Jesus,
no,
I was like, well done for getting there. You're like, yeah, you don't deserve it though.
No, deserves to get there.
Get back to the pain.
I didn't deserve it in the first place.
No. Dude, my heart sank then. I was like, fuck. Jesus.
Is this guy a monster? But no, the reason I wanted to read that out now, and I've replied separately to that person ahead of time and said, so we don't have to cover all the bases because there's a lot of bases there to cover. Mm-hmm. But something that I've become more and more aware of is that, like you say, this is not our show. Just our show anymore. I don't want it to be just our show anymore.
Same. I'm glad it's not just our little show anymore, and I'm glad that it's out and people are getting stuff from it. It's incredible. Right.
But then there is that element of why are we growing the show? And this is the worry that I've had.
Okay.
Because there's been all sorts of frustration between you and I, communication, miscommunication. Mm-hmm. Expectations set and then either being set wrong or not met, all this kind of stuff, but on both ways.
Yeah.
Because it's an awful lot of work and we are both optimists who go, yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And we're both masochists who go, that's all right, we'll just grind. We'll stay up late.
Yeah.
We don't prioritize ourselves and then it falls over and we go, blah, and then the other person's left going, well, I've done all my half, you fucker. And I fucking broke my balls to do that.
Yeah.
But now we can't do it anyway because you fucked your half and we've both done that back and forth.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So it's all of that stuff going on and we're there going, yeah, we need to grow the show. We need to grow the show. Why? Why do we need to grow the show? Do we need it to be an income? Is this like we want to be professional podcasters? That's the goal. And until we're there, it's not going to be enough.
Right. Okay.
Like when are we going to be happy? When is it going to be enough? Because what we have at the moment is an incredible community who I care very deeply for.
Same.
Who we seem to be, against all of my expectations, doing something for, which I'm incredibly grateful for and also incredibly confused.
Same.
But nonetheless, it appears to be true. Yeah. So like, what more do we want? Why do we want to grow it? What's the point? Are we just snapshotting to some future point where we're like, then we'll allow ourselves to be happy when we get paid to do it. And it's a job. And if the show's bad, we don't make the mortgage. Yay!
Okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. In long and short of it, I don't think... We don't need this to be an income.
Right.
We don't need it to be an income. We don't need it to be anything because it exists on its own now. It's its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're just two cogs in a much larger machine. It's like modern times.
Right.
We're just chaplain inside the machine now.
Don't Don't bring Chaplin metaphors.
I'm dining out on Chaplin, mate. I've gone back and I've watched a couple of Chaplin films recently. I'm actually starting to really get into
off,
it.
Have you?
Yeah, serious. I'm bringing a Buster. No, mate, next year I'm bringing Buster Keaton series. You watch. I've got three films lined up.
I'm going to hate it out of spite and make sure no one listens.
Yeah,
and then
do
mock
it.
You for months.
No, no, no.
Actually going, Buster Keaton's pretty sick.
I don't think we need it to be an income, right? But for us to continue what we're doing in a way that's, you know, healthy, which is just like us remaining open, honest, vulnerable. We have to maintain. We have to maintain jobs and lives and family connections and friends and, you know, we a life outside of doing podcast for 30 hours a week just to get an hour of show out on a Sunday, every Sunday.
With socials.
Socials twice a day. Editing until, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the morning and then going to work at 7. It's getting to breaking point when we need to choose a path that's going to be healthy for us in the long run.
Yeah, we're doing a marathon by doing several hundred 100 meter races in a row.
And it's exhausting. And I wouldn't change a thing for getting us to where we are right now. But I think going forward, we need to look at maybe switching some things up.
Yeah.
It needs to be sustainable.
It does.
So if the show was to pay its own way, the way of I need to work because I have bills. Also, the show has more bills now, but we're keeping it ad free and we're donating any income that comes into the show to mental health charities because that's we're going to need them soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, so if we fund
them
now,
in our future, mate.
That's exactly it. We invest in our future now. We're golden.
Yeah.
We need more time to do bigger and better things, but where's the time coming from? Like, we can't not work. We can't not see family. We can't do cocaine anymore. So I guess we just don't sleep to get the extras done. And I feel like this is where we've been for a little while.
The big thing for me is the making it feel like it's not another addiction.
That's painfully close to the bone as I'm sat here aggressively stroking my 3-year sobriety coin.
And it's the addiction of hope. Like, if we keep working, it'll be an income, it'll be this, that, or the other. You know, we'll be free of our 9-to-5s and we'll be able to just do what we love all the time if we just keep doing it. We're currently spending, like you say, about 30 hours a week, right?
Yeah.
We're spending however many, it's what, about 50 quid a week, do you reckon?
On the show?
Yeah.
In total, it's about 400 to 450 a month at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. So looking at what we could do to make our lives materially better, we could spend those 20 hours doing literally anything that earned money.
Second job.
We'd already be 450 quid up. And then we'd add, 800 quid a month doing the second job, which would be a huge step in improving my mental health because I'd also have time to like do the gym and like wash and sleep.
Eat proper, spend time prepping meals, that kind of stuff.
The pod is healthy because it helps us organize all the bad thoughts that kind of come into our crappy broken brains. But I'm not sure 800 quid a month helps.
Okay.
It's different help. And
I worry is
that we spend 20 hours a week treating the symptoms of causes that we could address if we spent those 20 hours a week working.
No, I get where you're coming from.
Like, is this actually healthy or are we treating symptoms, not the cause, by going, oh, mate, I've just been rushed and stressed and tired all week and I'm not moving forward in my life. My savings are dwindling, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, yeah, but is that because of the pod?
Okay.
And unfortunately, I'm in this weird position where I think recently, and part of the reason I've become quite attached to the community here is because I think I've realized recently how much I miss my old life before I blew up. Because there was an element where it felt meaningful because I'd, from the age of 16 or 17, devoted myself to a life path. I was going to be a music producer and a sound engineer. I'd had a series of incredibly lucky opportunities and big breaks that got me to the top end. And it's only really now that I'm sort of starting the mourning process of like, oh, wow, I'm looking at like jobs and I'm like, man, I was earning so much more than this. But more than that, all these jobs came with a sense of purpose and a sense of meaningfulness.
Yep.
And if what I'm doing now doesn't mean something, then I really have
lost it.
I really have lost it all.
Yeah. I had a similar thing a while ago, Matt. I'm genuinely sorry to hear that, by the way, mate. That's heartbreaking. But with that being said, you, five years ago, and you now are worlds
very
apart.
Very different people.
Worlds apart.
But like, I think that the pod is the meaning, and that's why I'm like, this is meaningful. That email that we just read from anonymous emailer, incredibly meaningful. Far more meaningful than any fucking piece of electronic music that I helped bring into the world in my previous career. It means far more to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm on the, I want this show to grow, because it provides for me an identity and a community that I've never had before and never even thought of.
Yeah.
But it also comes with all these downsides. So, like, don't worry. Mm-hmm. We think we fixed it.
Yes.
We think we've got ideas.
What
we hope. We've got what we hope is an incredible master plan for what happens next and how we move this forward in a way that makes the show better for you, dear listener. Makes the show better for you, dear Ben.
Yes.
And makes the show better for me, dear Rob.
Dearest Rob.
Oh, dearest Ben.
Oh, you babe. Didn't have to say that.
No, I did. That's my cough, not yours. That's mine as well.
I'm so healthy.
Yeah.
I've been...
You gave me that cough now. Those are both mine.
Well...
I'm just holding mine down because I'm professional.
You're welcome, I guess. It sounded a little negative up until now. This isn't a negative thing at all. This is just,
it's the vent.
It's the vent. It's the unfortunate sort of...
It's the release.
...build up of a broken brain going, yeah, but what if you're doing this horribly wrong? What if now that... Because like I said earlier, my whole self-worth is tied into what I bring to the table.
Yeah,
and when we read stuff like what you've just read out, it is the weirdest... It's the weirdest form of value... I guess I feel like I've done something good. I feel like we've done something good. And all we've done is sit and talk about films in a way that helps us understand our fucked up past a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's why I did that. Because I'm a silly bastard.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. But it's a nice sort of like to dig into things from an external point of view.
And even outside of the show, just the structure of making the show, organizing my week, giving me a schedule, making sure that every week I've got something to look forward to, that I'm excited about, that I'm devoted for, that I have a direction.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing a thing.
1,000%.
Because otherwise I'd just be here fucking fermenting.
Yeah, same. I'd be pulling my own teeth out before that. Yeah. I'd be the weird guy yelling at traffic and sort of sketching moths on the wall, yelling about how the moths aren't real. You know what I mean? I'd be the guy. Yeah,
I know. I would legitimately.
I think the Birds of Drones group—they're dangerously close to capturing me because that started out as hilarious, and then weird shit happened, and then it's like ooh. You know what I mean?
Ben, it's still a joke, but
yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Right.
It's just fun to look at. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
For like 40 minutes to 3 hours a day. It's fine.
Right, okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. Fine. But moths and how they're like humble butterflies.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like my self-worth is tied into this, and it's a really positive thing for me to be able to talk about this weird stuff that goes on inside my head and makes me feel odd, and I can talk about it openly and honestly, and there's a group of people, our little community, who are incredible, can just go, yeah, man.
But then there's the thing, and I think there's where I'm excited about where we're going, because the community that we're talking to right now, because I guarantee you all them new listeners are not here.
Yeah, because you open palm slap them on the way in, mate.
Yeah, because this isn't for them. This is for the regulars, right? The regulars that I want to talk to more often, and I want to be able to feel like we can have this frank conversation without going, oh my God, it's been 3 minutes of us talking about ourselves. We're losing them. Quick, Ben, shut up about your trauma. I don't care anymore. We're losing listeners. How are you, mate? Keep it brief.
How are you, mate? Good, yeah. Sweet. Yeah, let's move on.
Bereaved. Anyway, yeah, sad. So you've got any new matches on cinder.com? Now let's get on.
Cinder, is that for the people where everything is burning down?
It's for the recently cremated.
Oh,
Cremated a loved one, get onto cinder.com.
Ooh.
Grief brings people together.
Yeah, burn that grief away.
Exactly, in the hot fires of lust.
I don't think this is a good business plan. I think Cinder's failed before it's on its
way
out.
Sad people fuck more, Ben. Trust me, I've had 36 years of it.
You've been fucking for 36 years? Rob, you were a child for at least 16 of those.
Yeah, and I was a fucking dog for all of them.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. All right, well, that's a whole different fucking trauma dump. Maybe we'll save that for the next one, hey?
No, Ben. I was the aggressor.
Not any better. Not any better. Still just as bad.
So, should we reveal the plan? How we're going to keep this healthy?
Okay. Go on then.
We're going to run ads. We're going to start actively looking for ads. And we do not give a shit how immoral or low the companies are. We want pure dollar.
Ed Gein's bleach company. Fucking sold, mate.
Sold. Mid-roll's yours for 20.
Liam Payne's bungee experience.
Fuck off.
We'll brand the fucking helmets,
Hugh Edwards' private WhatsApp group.
Fiverr. Yeah. I'm into that. On the main show. Oh, I love this.
Because our actual real show will be forever ad-free, but our main show is moving.
It is.
Where to, Ben?
It's going to be moving over to Patreon, baby.
Patreon, baby. Ad-free, full mental, extra long, uncensored 75-minute episodes on Patreon.
Yeah. We're going to be doing our normal show that's going to go out to all of our regular platforms. They will have ads in them now. Going forward, they'll have ads.
Let's put it this way. If you listen to the show and you don't want to join the Patreon, very little will change.
Nothing will change.
The show as it's been for the last 5 or 6 weeks, it's going to be that. It's going to be the movie. It's going to be us talking about the movie. It's still going to be as insightful. It's still going to be as personal. It's still going to be as funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, it feels weird saying the show is funny because I don't think it is. It's just us chatting. But
people say it's funny.
People say it's funny.
I've read the reviews recently. Loads of people said it was funny. It's odd.
I don't know if they're laughing at or with. But anyway.
I'm good with either.
Either way.
I'm good with either.
Clown is a clown. But that's going to stay the same. So the show on the free, on Spotify, on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts is staying exactly the same. But the 75-minute episode will have more of what this episode has been. How Ben and I are actually doing.
Now, this isn't saying the show's broken or it's come to a point where it's unmanageable, but in the spirit of being open and honest, remaining vulnerable and trying to move past a problem in a way that doesn't fucking ruin us. Cocaine, looking at you, buddy. Some changes have to be made. So this is a positive thing.
Yes.
We love the show. We love that so many people get something from our show. And we love you dearly. This is why we're doing this, because it's a chance for us to just go, blah.
Yeah.
Here's all the insides. Here's a peek behind the curtain. It's a mess.
but I think the thing is, so let's just quickly, very quickly, we've got two tiers.
We're going to have two tiers,
And we'll get into what's in the tiers. We're going to get into what's in the tiers in a bit, but just very quickly, for those that are worried, tier one is £1 a month.
£1 a month.
You then get the full 75-minute episode, but what that allows Ben and I to do is be vulnerable, and be talk about what we're going through, and be honest, and be a little bit more raw, but know that we're not talking to strangers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all the stuff that we wouldn't feel comfortable telling a stranger gets edited out and becomes the 1 hour show that's available on Spotify, which is the show that you've essentially had for the last 6 weeks.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Where we've been a little bit like, our numbers are all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, fine. Okay,
and then we get into the film rapid, because lots of people, they're just there for the film.
And that's
fine. Not changing.
That's
awesome.
That's
not changing.
Yeah, of course not.
And then there's a £5 a month tier, which we've got absolutely loads for.
Shed loads.
But before we do what's in the tiers and all that kind of selly stuff, it's just about making it so that this can still be the mental health check-in that it turns out we need it to be, without impacting the growth that the show is seeing for people who've clicked on their very first episode. And then it's me going, Ben, I might take a romantic bath with the toaster.
And me going, I'll bring the toaster.
Yeah.
You bring
the bath. Ben, I've Googled shotgun tastings in my area.
Oof.
Oof. They've got a flight of double barrels available.
Sign us up, buddy.
Right, exactly. So, which we've not had as much room for lately because we wanted the show to appeal and bring new people on board so other people can feel comfortable emailing us and say, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. The £5 tier is going to be, it's got a lot more stuff to it. So you're going to get the
exciting fucking stuff.
It does, man.
Fizzing for doing all this.
So we're going to put in a little bit extra work in true every movie ever fashion. Double down.
Well, put more effort in.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I don't need sleep.
Well, no, we've worked out in the background how this is the same amount of work.
Of course.
It's good. This is like a nice, lean, but incredibly fucking value-ridden proposition. Are you ready?
Streamlined. So you get the full 75-minute, ad-free, unedited episodes. You get the full unedited experience. You get all you get the normal show, but with the little bit tagged on at the end for, you know, the deeper bits for me and Rob. You get we're calling it the Bloody Mary episode. And
once a month,
we get to choose.
Don't ask why it's called that.
Once a month, you get to choose the episode. We'll run a poll. You get voting rights. If you want to hear a certain film covered, if you want us to look at a certain thing.
The Substance.
Krull. The Substance is a great shout. Everyone vote for The Substance. I love that film.
I didn't.
But we'll do one extra episode every month. So for now, every month, you'll be getting 5 episodes, not 4.
Yeah.
And it'll be chosen by you.
Yep.
You get voting rights for the Bloody Mary episode. You get your own role in Discord. So if you're in our Discord and you're in our Patreon, you get your own role. It opens up areas that you don't get outside of the Patreon stuff, and it's extra areas where we can all hang out. We'll have watch-alongs on there because I need to start watching more movies. I want to watch more movies with you guys. I know Rob does too.
Yeah, like, we'll pick movies. I'll show you all Love on a Leash. It's the best film ever made.
I don't know if I can watch it again this soon.
You're going to have to watch it again this year, mate. Trust me, it's the best
this
film ever made.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, babe.
All right, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
We've got some merch on the way that will be extremely limited. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to jinx it by talking about it because it's such good news who the artist is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so starstruck.
Yeah, same. It's crazy.
I don't want to talk about it because if it doesn't happen, I'll forever listen to just the loop of this last 30 seconds whilst I cry. Right. Just go, you could have had it all.
Is that Adele?
Rolling in the deep.
It's a Mac. I see now. Yeah, I see my trouble.
Nice. Oh, well done, babe.
Laptop joke.
2005 laptop references.
And we won't be putting something like digital stickers because we're not cunts.
No. There's no thing of like actual non-value. It's an extra episode a month.
Yeah.
You get to vote on what movies we cover. You'll get to watch movies with us as regularly as we can, which is probably going to be pretty regular. And you will get the forever ad-free full 75-minute episode that we will be doing that will have the stuff that we perhaps don't feel comfortable sharing in a widely available online.
Yeah. Plus, we'll give you a discount on the merch. You know what I mean?
Massive discount.
We'll give you a discount on the merch. Why not?
Massive discount on the merch, Ben.
Yeah, half of it will be at cost.
99%.
We'll revisit that one. We'll think about that one.
No, I've decided unilaterally for both of us.
Yep. Yeah.
That will definitely not age as a decision.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that one goes.
Otherwise, it's £1, and we are not looking at. Well, there's other things we could do, but at the moment, we just want to. This isn't about us making a load of money. Frankly, we're not expecting enough of you to come on board with this for it to be us kicking back in the Bahamas, right? What we're expecting.
And that's fine, by the way. That's totally fine. This isn't a beggy thing. It's not a, no, yeah, exactly.
Because that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it so we can reframe who we're talking to.
Exactly.
We've got one episode where we're talking with you lot, who are essentially our little community who we love very, very dearly.
Fuck you. You're the family now. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're the family now. Like, whether you like it or not, you guys are all part of the support network. Welcome to the fucking circus, bro.
Yeah.
All right? Because this is...
Pull up a chair.
Sit down on Papa Ben's knee. Let's read a book.
Making it weird.
Joke's on you. It's Starship Troopers. Boom! I met Dina Meyer this weekend.
You did.
She called me a VHS masturbator to my face.
She did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not quite what happened. She said... And I'll be Dina Meyer. It's very difficult for me because she's an incredibly attractive woman.
Hey, don't you play yourself down. You're a beautiful man.
Oh, thanks, babe.
It's all right.
You did that today.
Thanks.
He says that. I literally look like a sweat rat right now. But
you sound like a sweat rat. So, you know.
Like a man with the flu, yeah.
It's consistent. And that's beautiful.
Dina Mayer says, you're a Starship Trooper fan.
Been a huge fan my entire life. I walked in my brother watching it when I was far too young to be watching it. He had a VHS copy. I was 10 years old.
You're a young lad, yeah? I guess you paused it on certain scenes, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You paused the VHS on certain, I don't know, topless scenes?
What? No. What?
Ben, that's not what you said. You went, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no.
Yeah? No? Yeah. What? No? Yeah.
The best thing is, I've got it on video, and that's going on Patreon.
Amazing. Have you actually got the video?
Yeah.
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. I tucked my phone into my top pocket. And they were like, are you filming? I'm like, no, I just put my phone away. Stop being paranoid.
Fuck off.
I also got footage of the £3 horror maze that we went into.
That was pretty fun, though.
That was fun for you, mate, because you were at the front of our group of six. Yeah. So everyone jumped out at you, and then we just had the very cringeworthy experience of having to awkwardly squeeze past a man in a mask going, sorry, I just need to...
But in all fairness...
get by here.
I didn't want to go first. You all pushed me in first.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Great.
Yeah. Well, because the people we were with had the punchy reflex, mm-hmm. and we didn't want to have a court case.
Yeah, Adam Smart, he's known to... He's a puncher. He's a known puncher.
He's a puncher.
Yeah, he can't go first. Charlotte is 3'9", so couldn't go first because anyone that popped out...
They wouldn't see her.
Exactly. She'd miss everything. And you are an obvious sadist who just likes to film people in genuine anguish.
I was filming, so great. I had to be behind you.
Got you.
For there to be any sort of content.
There you go. And then the two strangers...
I'm too filled with...
I'm not letting them have all the fun. No.
It's our content for our Patreon.
You tried to scare me on the way in. You can get fucked, good sir. You might be dressed as a Resident Evil Umbrella Corps soldier.
You were so tightly wound that at a certain point I clapped behind your head and you screamed.
Yes, because that's a terrifying thing to happen. What the fuck does that even mean? That's a terrifying thing to happen.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't know that was you. Dick.
I've got another comment corner here, Ben. This is from Anonymous.
Okay.
Hey lads, stumbled across your podcast while I was casting about for takes on the Crow movie. That's a bad time.
Say that again.
Stumbled across your podcast while I was casting about for takes on the Crow movie.
Oh, I thought you meant he was casting for the Crow movie. I was like, wow, that's a tough sell.
I think I could sharpie a few daggers on your face and have you be Crow Malone. Crow Malone would be Post Malone playing Kevin McAllister brought back to life as a crow.
Yes, I would
Crow
pay
Malone.
So much money for that film. I would pay so much money for that film. That's unbelievable. I legitimately...
People break into Kevin McAllister's house and murder his fiance and him All Hallows Eve.
Bro, I will put all of my life... I will put my entire fucking life savings into that. I'll fund it right now.
Okay, nice. We'll have a script.
Yes.
On Patreon, day one. That's a promise that we'll definitely keep.
Okay.
Stick that right next to the 99% discount.
In the bin with that.
Listen to that episode and Spotify autoplay rolled me right into your Poor Things episode. It's nice when someone has a thumbs up. Yeah, wasn't really listening, just knocked into the next one. I was like, since it's doing it anyway. I'd hate to have to get up and hit pause. Listening to the first Charlie Chaplin episode now, honestly, mate.
Seriously?
It's a slow burn.
It's getting there,
Chaplin,
man.
Series, isn't it?
This is
we're going to be 80 and people are going to be like, oh, I heard your Chaplin episode. And we're like, yes.
It's going to take as long, the amount of time that it took for people to realize that Charlie Chaplin was sexually inappropriate to teenagers, which it was decades.
Everyone, Ben, including teenagers. I know it was teenagers, but it was also the elderly, the middle-aged, the adult.
But majority was teenagers.
Yeah, he had a preference, yeah.
Yeah, he had a preference. So in the amount of time that it took people to realize that he was sexually inappropriate towards teenagers is the amount of time that needs to pass for people to realize that the Charlie Chaplin series, they're a good choice.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good idea.
But listening to that episode now, which is serendipitous, nice word, as I'm currently researching hobo culture in the 1930s for a writing project.
Incredible.
And I've made a mental note to check out his Little Tramp flicks for an angle on how hobos have been depicted in pop culture.
Incredible.
Spooky timing. Incredible. I was literally working on that before I started listening to your pod. Mm. Anyway, I just wanted to say I love your podcast and respect your openness and honesty about your mental health issues. You're doing really valuable work, and I'm a firm believer that if you like someone's stuff and you have the opportunity to tell them, you should. So this is me doing that.
I love that. Thank you so much.
What a classy guy.
That is or person, so classy.
Guy. Just had to check because okay. They signed off with two initials. I was like, I don't know. But then I checked the email header because I'm a fucking detective, mate.
What a classy person.
What a classy...
He said, taking the safe road. What a classy... That's distinguished.
Yeah. Classy bit of sentience. Yeah.
I feel like that was written in a smoking jacket and a cravat.
Ooh, perhaps a bowler hat, Ben.
No. Oh, because that would be the opposite of classy. That would be that would be chimney sweep magician.
Fair. Fair.
I need to take a minute just to say thank you to my support network that's around me.
Yeah.
They have all individually had conversations with me separate to the pod, just sort of unprompted kind of, are you okay? Seem a little stressy. What's going on? And then we have brief discussions in the vein that we've just had. And it's all like reassurance and gratitude, and it does stuff for us in a way that we don't expect anything. It's just, it's nice mm-hmm. for you. It's nice to know that there's other people out there struggling with things that are similar situations or, you know, similar vein to other people. And that was lovely. But I need to thank you the most.
Oh, babe.
Because I feel like me and you have got this really weird relationship going on where it's simultaneously
gay.
It's simultaneously massively gay. you are at this point my husband. Just how it is.
Yeah, you were referred to as my man wife in this house.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, I actually love that.
Man wife.
I love that.
It's kind of masculine enough to be like, man wife.
That's a t-shirt right there. I'm going to get that shit made up for Patreon.
Man wives. Just our faces, man wives.
We've got this weird relationship going on, and it's helping me in other areas of my life sort of in a very healthy way to sort of be able to be on the same side of a problem where a problem exists, whether it's between two people or in a situation with a group of people. Yeah. And it's never been me versus you. It's always been me and you versus a problem. And I don't think you understand how much it means to me that we're able to do this so rapidly, where if you are genuinely upset, you can just say, this is what's upsetting me. This is the problem. We can then talk about it, and it's never a, oh, fuck you, it's your fault, it's rah, 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 it's pointing fingers. It's we're both stood on the same side of the coin going, well, how do we do this? How do we get around this? And that's essentially how we got to this decision here.
Yeah.
But it's affecting my life in other ways, man. In other ways, it's just, it's a weird thing to be able to stand outside of a problem, look in and go,
How do we collaboratively?
How do we as a group look at this? And it's just,
even
it's
if
gorgeous.
It's not a problem for both of us. And I think that's,
yeah.
Not to touch tips here in a totally homoerotic
way. We can't.
It
will cause a lightning storm.
Danger zone.
The world's already full of tornadoes. Do you know what I mean? We can avoid one more.
It's my eyelashes. I've always been very, very conflict averse because I grew up in an environment where that was never going to be the solution, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a place where I could be like, here's what I think and here's the problem and blah. And people would go, oh, wow, great point. I'll take that on board and change my behavior going forward. It was like, shut up and do as you fucking told.
Yeah.
So I've always, but it would always be like, then you weaponized for weeks.
Oh, 1,000%.
So I've always been very, very like, flow like water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, I'll adapt and I'll people please and I'll this, that and the other.
Yeah.
But then separately to that, in my creative pursuit over my last career, became incredibly stubborn, OCD, standards driven and like expectation led.
Right. Yeah.
So it has been the strangest thing for me to be furious at you for something.
Yeah.
I'll bottle it for ages.
Yeah.
I'll go, oh, fucking blah, 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 blah. And then eventually I'll get to a point, I'll be like, Ben, blah, 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 blah. And you'll be like, okay, well, what can we do to fix that? And I'm like, oh, okay, I can do this. Because I always feel, I'm always like, if I tell him that I'm not happy about this, it's going to be the end of it.
No,
it's going to be really, oh God, I can't do that.
God, no.
It's just so aggressive.
Would you imagine?
To say, no, that could be better. Too aggressive, mate. That'll be the end of the world. And then it never has been. And it's taught me.
It never will be.
No, I know, but it's taught me so much self-confidence to know that it's okay to not be okay.
Good, good.
Like, and be like, I have this, and to, because I know I'm a stressy bastard.
I'm a stressy, dementia-ridden bastard. It's part of you are fucking dementia-ridden.
We'll agree something, I'll forget it, and then I'll get stressed that it's not happened the way that I've imagined that we talked about it 3 days later.
Bro, we played Coup on the weekend with six people. You did the exact same thing three turns in a row, and after everyone was like, oh shit, yeah, I've just done that.
No, what happened is I did it the same thing twice in a row, and then I committed to the bit.
Right, sure.
You got me on that second turn. I had totally forgotten
that
you blocked my move with a very valid move, and I went, oh yeah, and then just did it again, which is a metaphor for much of my life. I'll definitely make it to work in the morning this morning.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
I'll definitely get back in at 10 p.m. and it'll be fine. I'll just be mental for 4 hours. I'll be asleep by two. I'll be at work by eight. It'll be fine.
Cocaine is famously a drug that only lasts for 20 minutes. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's 9 a.m. and you've sweat a wet patch into your bed sheets again.
Amazing.
What a surprise.
Amazing.
Who could have predicted this?
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is, man. That's all it is.
I'm going to take two coins and steal from Ben because I'm the captain.
Fuck's sake. But yeah, this has been good, man. I like this. We should do this too,
and I'm excited about being able to do it more.
Yeah.
In the show. And then just tidy all that out and be like, there you go, you new listeners. Here's the bits you care about.
Yes.
And here's the bits we care about.
That's it.
And if you care about it too, join us on Patreon. And if you don't, we love and deeply, deeply appreciate you just sticking around and listening to the usual show.
That's it.
There is no pressure, baby.
There's nothing. No pressure whatsoever.
It's all fine.
The option's there if you want it. And if not, that's fine.
Tuck your hair behind you and kiss you on the forehead and go, stay.
That got really weird. I just pictured you in a fedora trying to hold the door open for me. It made me violently ill. It made my cough worse.
As we've established, I open the door for them and then I hit them in the face with a spade.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You let someone go in a traffic jam in front of you and they don't wave thank you, so you immediately crash your car into theirs as if to be sort of like, you caused that.
Ben, I can't crash my car into anything. My car is so cheap. Mm-hmm. And so old that if I lose a wing mirror, it's basically written off.
Same.
If I had to buy windscreen wiper blades, write off.
Yeah, same. It's not worth the financial ruin of trying to keep that piece of shit on the road.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. I think that's it. Is this where we're up to?
I think so.
Okay.
We've got Zodiac next week, and
it's back to normal programming next week. We're covering Zodiac. We're back on David Fincher train.
We're doing movies.
Yeah.
And I've just watched a 3-part documentary that came out today, as of the day of recording.
Amazing.
Which might have actually finally unmasked who the Zodiac actually was.
That's incredible.
So we've kind of timed this episode awfully, Ben.
Awfully. I really want to watch that. I'm not going to until after we've recorded because I want you to tell me.
Okay.
But I need you to send me the documentary because I am going to watch it.
It's on Netflix.
I'm not going on Netflix. I don't pay for Netflix. All right, money bags.
That's the only one I keep. Amazon, nah.
See, Disney I'm Plus, Amazon. Nah. I'm Amazon all the way.
Right, yeah.
They've got all the B-movies.
Because you love Bezos.
No, they've got all the B-movies, man.
Bezos needs a bit more money.
He does. He's struggling. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He drives a Toyota Corolla. Let's get him a Lambo.
Yeah, he drives a Toyota Corolla as a disposable item.
Yeah.
he uses them like serviettes.
Yeah, yeah. They're like
he just drives them where he wants to go.
And then leaves
Gets out the car, torches it.
Leaves the V5 on the driver's seat with the keys and the ignition.
Yeah. Just boots it in a river.
Little note saying it's your problem now.
Exactly. Jay parks it in the middle of the interstate and says, I'm bored. Just grabs the rung of a nearest helicopter and flies away.
I fucking love that. That's so funny. Oh God, I want to do a spoof Bezos documentary so bad. That would be amazing.
That'd be incredible. Right.
That's it, guys. Thank you.
I feel clean.
I feel so much lighter. It's unreal. Right. We should do this sort of like, I don't know, quarterly. We just have like a little blech. Maybe not quarterly, 6-monthly.
Yeah, we'll see. The Patreon.
We'll see. We'll do something.
We'll see. We'll do something. 99% discount.
Shut up with a 99% discount.
No, and I'll be in work by 10 a.m. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Sad. All right.
Easy, mate.
Guys, we love each and every one of you so unbelievably much. Thank you so much for sticking with us for this episode. I know it's been a weird one. Mm-hmm. We needed it. And hopefully you're still here. Hopefully you can hear us say, we love you.
We do love you. And this week, we're not even going to tell you to consume.
We're not.
We're just going to say, we love you.
Just we love you. That's it.
We love you. Yeah. I love you, Ben.
I love you, man.
Hetero life partners.
Hetero man wives.
Hetero man wives.
I'm not even hetero.
Heterish man wives.
Heterish.